Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Lenore, and I'm calling from the College of William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia.
The College of William & Mary.
Yes.
A lovely place.
It is.
It's nice that it's named for people by their first names. Because it's so friendly. You know, it's like not like Yale, which is like his last name.
It's not that friendly. It could be Bill and Mary.
That's true. Billy and Mary. That'd be even better.
Bill and Mary.
Well, welcome to the show, Lenore.
Thank you.
You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I definitely am.
All right, here is your first quote.
Now I know why a lot of America is crazy about you.
That was Asif Ali Zardari, the new president of Pakistan, talking to someone who visited the UN for the first time this week. Who?
Was it Sarah Palin?
It was Sarah Palin. This week, Governor Palin got a field trip to the UN after her running mate John McCain agreed to sign the permission slip. She got to see the Secretariat building and try on a translator headset. Plus, she got to have lunch at the Cheesecake Factory. She also met a bunch of foreign leaders. And reporters were not allowed in on the sessions. The result, then, was just a series of still pictures of her standing next to Henry Kissinger and the presidents of Afghanistan and Colombia. She's like that garden gnome that gets its picture taken all around the world. Except, of course, that garden gnome has actually been around the world.
It has a passport. The garden gnome got a passport 3 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, well, at least Henry Kissinger doesn't try to undress the garden gnome with his eyes.
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
By the time she got out of there with the guy from Pakistan, Henry Kissinger pawing her, I mean, she must have just went back and taken a shower.
It was really... Yeah.
All right, Lenore, here is your next quote.
Two middle-aged men were arrested about 2 p.m. for trying to steal a ballpark sign reading, Beer, $8.50.
According to the New York Times, those two men were among 18 people arrested as a famed New York institution closed its doors this week. What?
It's Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium, very good. On Sunday, Yankee Stadium hosted its last game as the Steinbrenner family, who owns the team, prepared to move to a facility that is more suitable for the modern Yankees. It looks like a cross between Sauron's Black Tower from The Lord of the Rings and the Death Star. Shortstop Derek Jeter told the Times that he would miss his pregame ritual of touching the Joe DiMaggio sign. It's a faded banner hanging above the tunnel to the clubhouse. And third baseman Alex Rodriguez said he would miss touching Madonna, a faded pop star sitting along the first base line. All right, Lenore, here is your last quote.
You could take all the elephants in the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, feed them rancid chili and rotten boiled eggs for a month, and they could not create a bigger stinker.
That was the Fresno Bees take an award ceremony this week that some critics say was the worst in its 60-year history. What?
The Emmy.
Right! There were some winners during the Emmy broadcast, like the basic cable show Mad Men, and the guy watching in Schenectady who changed the channel to watch a Lassie rerun and Nick at Night. But for the most part, the award ceremony was a complete and utter disaster. You heard just one of the many negative reviews. Roger Catlin said the five reality TV anchors who hosted the event were the worst ever. MSNBC said the worst episode of Dancing with the Stars was still better than the Emmys. And the AP asked the question on everybody's minds who watched the show, quote, are the TV writers still on strike? Carl, how did Lenore do?
Very, very well, Peter. Three correct answers. Lenore, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Lenore.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.
Bye.